I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. In the ministry world, context is key. Native American ministry is no exception. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says when non-Native Christians reach out to Native communities, it can look like they're sidelining local believers while the visitors do the heavy lifting. Instead, he says the church needs to do a better job of empowering Native Christians to reach their own people.
That warrior spirit that's always been in Native people, under the leadership of Christ, becomes an incredible force for the gospel.
On Eagle's Wings, a branch of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries, soon will launch a team of 45 Native young people on their Summer of Hope missions tour. They'll travel to several Native communities across North America to build relationships and share the hope of Christ. Please pray for strength for the On Eagle's Wings team. And the Bible says to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. They're powerful words, especially in Nigeria. Voice of the Martyrs Canada spokesman Greg Musselman says some Muslims are trying to reconcile with Christians.
So I think that this is a great opportunity where communities, Muslim communities, Christian communities, are extending forgiveness to each other. They're trying to show love. And then that just opens up the dialogue, and that opens up opportunities to share the message of Jesus' love.
But reconciliation efforts don't mean Christians are in the clear. Many in Nigeria remain a target of extremist groups for their faith.
We can pray that God would protect our brothers and sisters in Christ, and the sharing of the gospel message changes the hearts of the people that in many cases are even the persecutors.
Find your place in these stories and more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA offers a special e-art book, Tears of Gold. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.